Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 10 past 9, Thursday morning. I hope you're having a good day so far. We actually put up a segment on Facebook this morning. We did the 7 o'clock break live because we were talking about some video that of Tom Brady celebrating at the Tampa Boat Parade, celebrating their Super Bowl win. It's funny. And you should look at it. It's a facebook.com/Sarah and Vinny, all one word if you've never visited it before. But you can check that out and you can see the videos. And it's nice
to see a person unclench.
Right. You know what? It really is. He looks so happy that you can't help but be. He's actually adorable in it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever think of him as being adorable, but boy, did he have a great time at that boat parade on his $2 million yacht. All right, Vinny, what do the people got to say today?
Well, our text number is 800-400-3697. A lot of text today, but unfortunately, I brought up the signs, people's signs.
Yes, people love their signs, right?
Pisces here, married to a Taurus for 25 years and surrounded by other Tauruses in both families. The struggle is real. My kid's not going back to school until I'm vaccinated. She's 14. I guess that's the end of that one. As someone who's been in two abusive relationships, I can tell you it's extremely hard to remove yourself. The abusers are usually very charismatic and charming and make you feel intoxicated by their love. Then slowly over time, they begin to warp your brain. You feel attached and dependent on them. It took me a year of intensive therapy to even see straight afterward.
Good Lord.
Yeah, it's hard to, again, I can't speak from someone who's experienced it. I do understand there's a lot of stuff that I've never felt in this world or experienced in this world. And I'm learning as I age to be less rigid about my thoughts on things. So, you know, you have a snap judgment of, well, where's personal responsibility lie in all this? But when you really look, you know, deep dive into it, you find out, oh, there's a lot more going on there than just simply being able to walk off.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't feel right speaking to it. I've been an elementary teacher for 15 years. There's no way Northwest painted that. Even with the best teacher, 7-year-olds just don't have the motor skills for it.
I don't know. I'm telling you, I believe it.
All right. Some Sarah and Vinny. This is from 415.
Maybe the teacher was holding her hand as she painted it. Like, here's how you do it.
Well, look, I don't care if they want to mythologize their 7-year-old.
She's amazing.
Maybe
she's an art prodigy.
She's like a savant or something, you know?
Maybe. We don't know. I mean,
yeah, or the parents are setting this weird bar the kid's going to eventually slam her head into when the real world
catches up with her. You've
really
disappointed us. You haven't. Right. You're 10 years old and you have not yet made $1 million.
Some Sarah and Vinny magic for me this morning. You played Lizzo promo at 15, and 15 seconds later, I was doing the New York Times crossword puzzle, and Lizzo was an answer.
Oh.
Love you, kids.
That is magic.
Bryn and Nicole, too.
The whole gang.
Pisces here, and it's true. You never know which fish you get. I've been happily married to a Scorpio for 26 years. All right.
I'm glad astrology is working out for you.
Pisces? That's a joke. 4 years into a relationship with one, I found out he had continued to sneak around and carry on a relationship with a woman he had had a 20-year affair with when he was married. My opinion, Pisces are self-centered and narcissistic cheaters and liars.
They're
Stay
fishy.
Away from them all.
Stay away. They're fishy people.
Oh,
you know,
boy.
Or they're just people who happen to be born on a certain day that really has no impact on their life whatsoever. Or there's that. I don't know. It seems like it's all made up.
That's weird. The other person in the affair must have been married too. Or why wouldn't you, when you're single, finally go with the person you're having?
Sex is only hot when it's wrong, Vinny.
Okay.
Obviously. If we can do this above board, I'm not interested in it.
Oh, my God, you guys.
What?
I replaced some curse words with you guys.
Oh, my God.
So are we idiots in this one?
There's more cuss words, too.
Okay.
Turn down the you guys commercials.
Oh. Can you please send that to the people that they're working all the time to improve radio.com. Mm-hmm. So we're getting all of your thoughts on it to them. Feel free. 800-400-3697.
There's some F words in there that I replaced with some other words, but you'll recognize it when you see the extreme use of F words.
Mm-hmm. Talking to the radio.com people now, right?
No, I'm talking to Nicole as she's trying to find the text.
Oh, yeah.
You'll find it with the...
I got you.
Filth and filth and flam and filth.
I got it.
Flarn and filth.
It's the one that's actually on fire
on
the keyboard.
I can feel the anger.
Nicole,
just so you
Aquarius.
Know, we don't control that.
Yeah, we're not. We are, you know, important in the production of that app so that you can use it.
Uh-huh.
But we didn't build it.
And we don't control it. We're on it.
I don't know how to fix it.
They took us and put us on it.
I stood there and looked under the hood for a while, but I have no idea.
Yeah. Turns out when it's a circuit board under the hood, I don't know what to do. I can't see any spark plugs in here. Where do I put the oil? Come on.
707 says, my wife just said, duh, Vinny, women put everything in their bras.
That's where we
I said,
stuff.
How would you know? You haven't worn one in months.
I don't have anything to put anywhere right now. If I had
Love
something to put
guys.
Somewhere, I'd put a bra on.
Right.
That's hilarious.
I'm a Capricorn and hubby is a Cancer. Best relationship I've ever had.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess it has
to
nothing to do with your astrology signs,
right.
But you know, maybe I, who knows?
But maybe it does. What do we know, Vinny? God, we're such skeptics.
I work in Oakland and I'm constantly avoiding potholes. I used to wonder why drivers in Oakland drove the way they did. Now I get it.
They drive like they're drunks weaving around the road. Well, I know the big one's coming up. I got to get over here.
Right.
We're on the wrong side of the road. No,
Vinny,
I'm on the right side.
I thought you were the best until you said Geminis are the worst. I still love you. My husband of 20 years is a Pisces and I'm a Gemini. So I guess I have the best and worst together. Proves opposites attract and last. All right. That you guys, I'm going to skip ahead because the list of Zodiac
people love their
based
Zodiac texts killers.
Are unbelievable. Right. It's a lot. Still going.
Keep going backwards. Go to earlier in the show. What did people think about the Facebook Live? Did they watch it or what?
They didn't like it.
Oh,
they said stop doing it immediately.
Stop it.
You're a radio show. Just be a radio show. Why do you got to be a TV show too? What's wrong with you guys? Don't you have enough attention? You
we
need
like
more
to,
attention?
No. Oh my God. Always more. More and more and more.
That's the text right there for you.
I want to see how many viewers we got.
S&V, you can get a home quick response COVID test. I took one this week. It was negative.
Oh.
Yeah, there's rapid tests and they're getting better and better. And they're even in now, what do they call those things? Vending machines, I think.
Oh, they are? Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
The rapid tests are all over that you can just walk into. Check testbeforeyougo.com and you can make an appointment and walk up. No need to qualify why you're there. Oh, that was one of the big ones early on. When I felt sick, I had to explain
get on a call with a doctor.
Something just happened in the bathroom that never happens. So I need
Oh my!
Something's wrong with me.
What the hell happened in the bathroom?
I don't. My tummy was sick, and then everyone told me later you ate bad hot dogs and bad eggs. I'm like, well, why is everybody feeding me bad food?
Yeah, why are you eating bad hot dogs and bad eggs? Oh God, that sounds awful.
Weed taxes are absolutely insane. I'm a medical patient that loads up once a month since the pandemic hit. And last week I paid an excise tax of $64.22.
What, but based on what? Like, was like, did you spend $100 on weed and 60 extra? So is it a 60% excise tax? Like, tell us, you know, that's just a random number you're giving us. Did you buy $10,000 worth? Like, more info, please.
Colorado native here, and you're right, Vin, they're absolutely wasting the money. One such frivolous item is some ridiculous LED light display at the airport.
There are federal laws about how you can spend that tax money. Apparently, anything that's federally funded is not allowed to also get weed money. Or there was some, there's some janky stuff going, like they can't just take that money and give it to the schools. So they are looking for ways to spend it.
There's conflict there, yeah. That needs to be, that's the problem though. There need to be meetings and changes, yep. Because we make the laws. They're supposed to for us, mm-hmm. Not work against us. And that tax money should fix potholes in the roads.
Amen.
School supplies.
Yes.
Whatever else we need, not LED light displays.
Right. That should be a frivolous extra when we have so much money. All our problems have been solved. And now we're just going to pretty up the place. LED light shows. Come on.
Right. Someone else wrote in and said the weed tax is like 20%.
Oh, that's a lot.
Did you hear Nicole's laugh in the weekend concert promo? I love it. Love you guys. Happy Thursday, Alice Morning Show.
I don't think it's my laugh. Maybe, I don't know.
Does it sound like you? I mean, I've heard the promo 50 times. I don't know that.
I didn't know there's a laugh in it.
Pretty sure it's Jane's laugh.
Yeah. That makes more sense because they talk about Jane in it. So.
Oh, that makes total sense. Yeah. Right. I'm always mixing you up with Jane.
Let's see here. Vinny, I'm with you. I paint often to my 6-year-old, and there is no way in hell Northwest painted that. The patience to sit there and put multiple shades of brown on a tree? Nope.
I buy it.
The worst thing that I experience right now is I'll put in time on something I'm coloring, yeah. And I start to get invested in it, and right. My 2-year-old will look over and go, no, and just start helping me on a spot there.
That is annoying. Like, this is going to be beautiful. This is turning out great.
You just torched my whole draw. Yeah. Like, the whole thing's torched now. And I've learned to just roll with it.
You just scribbled all over Mickey Mouse's bow tie.
But yesterday I snuck one and did a whole one by myself with no one around. It's embarrassing.
Oh, you? I'm sorry. You colored with no one around?
Yeah, let me show you.
Get you a coloring book?
Oh, geez.
It's so relaxing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
Or is anything else preferable to coloring? That's weird. I never really got. I had to do it a lot, but I didn't.
Oh, that's good.
You, Vinny. That is a work of art. Can we please?
Can you send that to me and I'll post it?
Do a quick screenshot.
You don't need to post that.
Oh. We need to post that. That is artwork. Put that up next to the Kanye West kid painting.
Oh, yeah. Let's do a side-by-side.
Oh, my God. Who did it better? Vinny?
Or Northwest?
Anyway, normally as I'm doing that, I'll have part of it done. And then my kid reaches over, scribbles in a corner, and the thing's freaking ruined. And I just go, all right, well, I'm just trying to kill time anyway.
Jane is confirming that is her laugh. Yeah. She says Rage uses it all the time. And he loves it,
so.
And it is her.
And by the way, we have that screenshot already.
Thank you.
Awesome. Great. Let's get that up.
707 says, Devo over Iron Maiden? Are you joking? Maiden, Rage Against the Machine, and Foo Fighters, all better than Devo. Devo really only had one memorable song.
Agreed.
Whip It.
Yeah.
That's not even close to true, but I'll go with the popular opinion that Maiden should be in there, sure.
Right.
And Rage, absolutely. And Foo Fighters. For me, Devo was like one of the early pivotal bands that I listened to.
And I'm sure that Fela Kuti, you know, their fan base is probably going, you guys, shut up, they're great. And we just don't know. See? Somebody was into all those bands because otherwise they wouldn't be nominated.
My 4-year-old is constantly telling me how good she is at stuff. I just let her say it. She needs to keep as much of that confidence we can keep with her. Older kids, especially girls, get the more it seems they get knocked down. Well, that's weirdly worded. Well,
sometimes
but
they
yes.
get knocked down because they're bragging in people's faces. I feel like as a parent, you should tell them how to... You should model how to behave and tell them when their behavior is something that might be problematic. But I agree. I mean, don't be like, you're not that great. Don't say that. You know, how about you are good at a lot of things and you need to be proud of that without bragging about it. Explain about bragging.
My kid plays with a neighbor boy and he often will go, I'm going to go home. And she has been less than accepting of that since, you know, they don't have a lot of people to play with and this is, they're finally playing and I'm finally out of my house. Please don't go in. And I'm like, you can't do that to people. You're really going to make him not want to play with you at all.
You're going to make him not want to come out in the first place.
Let him leave.
Right.
And so we're working on it, but it's funny because she'll come in with her stuffed animals. Furious. He wanted to go in. Well, people want to go in. What are you doing? I can see that one's going to end badly. Oh, well. You can't save him from everything, can you, Sarah?
Turns out you can't.
Right.
You could try, though, and that is your job. Try.
Right.
Try to save him. Keep him alive and teach him how to be
here.
A good functioning part of society.
A lot of people wrote in about different stuff, including watch Britney Spears yesterday. Thanks to Nicole. Great watch. Thanks, Nicole.
You're welcome. And now Bryn's watching it.
Yeah, I got to watch.
Other people wrote,
Oh,
good.
Happy to report zero effects from the Pfizer COVID vaccine number 2.
Oh,
that's
great.
Good news.
And now you're basically immune. What is it, 96%? Oh, so good. So that's a great number.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to get inoculated or vaccinated or whatever the hell.
Yeah, it'll be good. I'm into that too.
Just to have this like a load off, you know? I'll still wear my mask. I'll go places, you know? But I'll feel so safe.
Mm. Oh, someone is saying that Esme Bianco lady,
yes,
was on GMA today and described abusive relationship with Marilyn Manson.
She played Roz the prostitute on several seasons of Game of Thrones. She's a minor character. I believe she's the one who Joffrey murders in the king bedroom by tying her to the bed post and shooting her with an arrow. Probably her most memorable scene. She had
Here's two more quickies, and this speaks to the example I gave you guys earlier. So teacher here, starting in-person class next week, but still no vaccine. Not cool. Another one says, I've been back in the classroom with middle school students since January, and I still have not been vaccinated.
Oh,
it is weird how everything is so different depending on where you go and how old and what's...
Right.
What is the deal? So I'll just continue to try and report it as best I can.
Which of your kids is creeping around behind you?
Oh, that's Isla. They brought in the video of her.
Because
I wanted to show
YouTube
you the intro to
video?
It.
Yeah. Let's have a look at that.
I'm locked out. Come back.
You don't have the passwords and everything?
Can you unlock that? I don't know. You didn't cuss in this, did you?
What's cuss?
Why she's looking at me. Hold on. Did you cuss in the video? You don't know what I'm talking about. Okay. So
right
she
answer.
Doesn't
explain about cuss words.
I guess I didn't. I've got some work to do. You got it opened up?
Yep.
All right. Well, find the video. What are you doing?
There.
Oh,
is it on? Is it actually on YouTube?
Wait, hold on.
We need to find a way to post that, you guys.
Yeah.
Need to get our hands on that.
Oh, I hear it.
Oh, I hear it too. Oh my God, so cute. So Isla did a 2.5-hour video.
And I can't wait to see how it turns out to be a great video. It's going to be a success. I can't wait to see what I'm going to do. So first, let me close my eyes.
Could you hear any of that?
Yes, it's going to be a success. I can't wait to see what I'm going to do. I'm amazing.
Whatever I do, it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be great. So she played.
I just saw that part and went, oh my God, look at my kid go.
Roblox, is that the name of it?
Roblox is the name of the video game she plays, yes.
So she played it for 2.5 hours.
Check this
out.
One of the things on the game.
Yes.
Is you throw yourself off the side of a cliff and try to break as many bones as you can.
That's horrible.
It's awesome. What?
Okay.
Did you just say?
It's awesome.
You don't like it? I thought it's awesome. So if you like hit a tree and stop too slow or too soon, you don't break as many bones. So you got to aim yourself down the mountain and the more falls. And as you break,
yes,
you really start to show where.
Like pieces of bone sticking out. And that sounds kind of like
you'd think that I wouldn't let her do that, but it's too late. She already plays it.
And she loves it.
And she loves it. Anyway, hey guys, I'm going to make a video. I don't know what I'm going to do, but it's going to be a success.
I can't wait to see what I do.
That's all for now, everyone. We're getting ready for a big meeting and we'll come back and say goodbye as well.
See you in a sec.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Ooh, Thursday. We're so close to that 3-day weekend. Have a great day. Check out our 7 o'clock hour. We Facebook Lived it, so it's still up there on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Bookmark that, you know. You should be visiting that all the time. But it's a lot of fun, and all the Tom Brady videos as he's like he's drunk and he's hucking the Lombardi trophy. It's fantastic. Enjoy Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. V Hale's up next, taking you through the middays. Jane is raring to go. My goodness, she's so active this morning on the
text.
Oh,
has she been texting you?
Yeah, she's, you know, telling me all about all her stuff, the Go-Go's and how they should be in there, and she loves them. You know, sending me little black hearts, all the fun stuff. So Janie will be doing the afternoons, and then we'll check you back here on Friday. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.